It has been said that you can get or lose a job based on the handshake you give in your interview. A solid handshake speaks. A weak one whimpers. One of the most infamous handshakes is called the limp fish handshake. It's a weak excuse of a touch. It feels kind of cold and uninterested like a fish and clammy like a fish. That's why it's called the limp fish handshake. We don't handshake much anymore, and since, you know, the COVID crisis, even less than that. But there was a time that the handshake done well spoke of confidence and power and competence. And then the opposite relayed timidity or powerlessness or incompetence. See, God can't do that. Can't do what? God can't do a limp fish handshake. We're starting a series called God Can't Do That. And you're going to find out all the things that God couldn't do. You're like, whoa, I thought he could do anything. He can't do a limp fish handshake because his power is unlimited. God cannot be powerless. Some of the worst days in life begin with a cell phone on red. Battery life, right? That's some of the worst days. A little more serious than that, maybe you hear that there's winds that are threatening an outage, a power outage in your area. That's a bad day. Or rolling blackouts in your area. Or how about this? You haven't been to the office in 4 months because you've been at home and you're just like really excited to go to the office and you wake up and go and you go to turn your car on or your motorcycle and it doesn't start. Craig knows all about this one. I'm telling you, those days are rough. Okay. And then you say things like this, I don't understand. It just worked yesterday. Things work until they don't, guys. It's just the way it is. A powerless world is a scary world. And a powerless God is a hopeless God. Why? Because without God, see, we're incapable of hope, but without his power, he is incapable of help because his power and him are interconnected. They cannot be separated. His power is what releases hope and change in our lives. How can my cell phone do what I need it to do if it doesn't have power? How can my car take me to the places that I need it to go if it doesn't have power, or my heat give me warmth at home if it doesn't have power? How can my dog Peaches live her life full of luxury if we cannot turn on our fireplace when she stares at it, at the glass, crying or scratching the brick, asking us to turn it on? I'm not even kidding, she does this. See, something that operates on power is rendered useless without its power. This is why the enemy thought that he won when Jesus hung on the cross. This is why the demons cheered when they thought that they stripped away the power of God that day. This is why the sun turned to blood and the earth went dark, because they thought they had won because the power was taken. But it wasn't taken. The power was never taken because it was laid aside just for a moment to make room for the greatest act of love and sacrifice and power that ever was. This is his power. This is his power. It's strong enough to break down a wall. It's gentle enough to hold a child. It's fierce enough to conquer hell, and it's tender enough to weep for a friend. It's majestic enough to be the king of heaven, but it's real enough to walk the earth. It's deep enough to draw the hearts of men. It's close enough to reach and touch. His power doesn't weaken with time or get old in time. It's limitless, boundless, fearless, relentless, ageless, timeless, sleepless, and helpless to our cry for help. It never lacks the strength to achieve what I need it when I need it. It's always there. His power was and forever will be. It's in the starting, it's in the leaving, it's in the birthing, it's in the living, it's in the doing, it's in the being, it's in the coming. Well, what do I mean by that? This is what I call the seven power places. And we're going to quickly run through them this morning. His power was in the starting. See, creation called out. Romans 1, verse 20 says, "For ever since the world was created, people have seen the earth and sky. Through everything God made, they can clearly see his invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature." See, throughout Scripture, the creation of the world is cited as a compelling testimony of the power of God. Psalms 19 says, "The heavens tell the glory of God, and they declare the works of his hands." His power was in the leaving. After the creation of the world displaying his power there, the second greatest demonstration of the power of God was found in Exodus, where the exodus of the trapped people of God began to happen, began to move. See, the people are enslaved. And Moses shows up on the scene to deliver them after years of being trapped. And after years of him being raised as an Egyptian himself. What a plot twist. See, sometimes you just don't see the future coming. Exodus 15, verse 6 says, "Your right hand, O Lord, is majestic in power and shatters the enemy." Then later in Numbers, as Moses is leading the Israelites through the wilderness, God asks him an important question and one for us today. And he says this, he says, "Is the Lord's power limited?" The answer was crucial. The answer was clear. In Jeremiah 32, 17, it says, "O sovereign Lord, you made the heavens, you made the earth by your strong hand and powerful arm. Nothing is too hard for you." Matthew says, "With God, all things are possible." His power has no limit. His power was in the birthing, the baby Jesus miracle. The Old Testament, when it prophesied the Messiah coming, spoke of him as power. It said he was the mighty God. When he was pronounced to Mary in the announcement of his coming, she was told that it would take place by the power of God. His power was in the living. No greater demonstration than the resurrection life that he showed when he got up from that cross, when he got up from the grave after they laid him there. He made his power clear beyond the physical realm. When the demons thought they won, he made it clear that his power transcends the physical realm into the spiritual realm, and the greatest demonstration of the power ever. His power was in the doing, in the signs, in the wonders, in the miracles. It says in the Bible, the people were awestruck by the evidences of his power. In Luke 9, 43, it says they were all amazed at the greatness of God. His power was in the being. In the being, like we are power transmitters. As he is, so we are. As he is, so we are. God is omnipotent. Whether we believe it or not, he is all powerful. But it is important that we do. Because when we believe it, when we grasp the idea of the power of God, the truth of the power of God, our thinking and our actions transform. There are many stories of God's power in the Bible through men and women. There was Abraham. See, at the beginning of his life, you know, there were some questions that he had, some doubts. But by the end, he had a firm belief in the power and trust of God. He wasn't sure at the beginning, and he was concerned for his wife, Sarah, so he lied about her being his sister. He doubted God's ability to give them a son, so he had a baby with another woman. But then, later in life, there came a time where God asked him to sacrifice that son, that promised son that God actually did give him. And he was convinced. He was convinced through the trusting and saving power of God through his life that God would be faithful to his promises. So he went for it in obedience. Abraham, who began with little faith in God's power, grew to have great faith in the power of God. There was David. David was different. David seemed to move a little backwards in some areas. He started as a boy willing to take on a giant in the land. But over time, it seemed like it diminished a little bit. He became king. That was good. But then he skipped out on a few trips to war. It actually says in the scripture that this was a time when all the kings went out to war, but David stayed home. See, how many know that when you are called and positioned for a job, for a work, for an assignment from God, that it is very important for you to be faithful to that job and position? It is very important for you to live a life of integrity as you serve him and where he's called you. Otherwise, you're just headed for trouble. David slept with another man's wife. Tragic price to pay for his negligence if you go on and read the story. What about the men in the fire? In Daniel chapter 6, 26 to 27, there was Shadrach, there was Meshach, and there was Abednego. And they trusted God more than they trusted man. They were laid down lovers. Read the story. They were willing to give it their all. They were willing to burn. And rather than keeping them from the fire, God brought them through the fire. Alive, and without as much as the smell of smoke on their clothing. Talk about the power of God through them and with them, there in the fire, the man of fire. And finally, his power is in the coming. One day will change the world in his coming. See, the first time Jesus came, a few men were given an occasional glimpse of the full power of God. But the Bible says in Mark chapter 9 and Peter, 2 Peter 1, it says that in the second coming, all will see him coming with power. In Matthew 24, verse 30, it says that the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of the sky with power and glory. What does this mean for me and you? What does it mean for me? Well, it tells me two things, and it compels me two ways. It tells me two things. It tells me, one, anything is possible. God promises to fight for you, Exodus 14, 14. It tells me, number two, weakness doesn't impact outcome. God promises to strengthen you, Isaiah 41, verse 10. And then it compels me two ways, to honor, fear, and trust him because he's proven himself. Come on. Let's be like Abraham. Let's trust him. He's proven himself. And to obey at all costs. Eyes on him and do all the things. Be like the men in the fire. All in. See, God's power is at work in your life, whether you see it or not this morning. Some seasons are difficult. We want to believe, but we can't see it. But I promise you, God can't do a limp fish handshake. He's not weak. He's not disinterested. His power has not become diminished in your life. His eyes are laser focused on you. God is relentless in his pursuit of you. I'm going to read Psalms 18, and it's kind of long, and I'm asking you this morning if you would just close your eyes while I read this. I want to read this over you, and I want you to imagine and look at him. Look at him as I read it. Lord, I passionately love you, and I am bonded to you, for now you've become my power. You're as real to me as bedrock beneath my feet, like a castle on a cliff, my forever firm fortress. My mountain of hiding, my pathway of escape, my tower of rescue when none can reach me. You're my secret strength, a shield around me. You are salvation's ray of brightness shining on the hillside. Always the champion of my cause. All I need to do is call to you, singing to you. When I do, I'm safe and sound in you. For when the ropes of death wrapped around me and terrifying torrents of destruction overwhelm me, taking me to death's door, to doom's domain, I cried out to you in my distress. The delivering God, and from your temple throne, you heard my troubled cry. My sobs came right into your heart, and you turned your face to rescue me. The earth itself shivered and shook. It reeled and rocked before him as the mountains trembled. They melted away, for his anger was kindled, burning on my behalf. Fierce flames leapt from his mouth, erupting with blazing, burning coals as smoke and fire encircled him. He stretched heaven's curtain open, and he came to my defense. Swiftly he rode to earth as the stormy sky was lowered. He rode a chariot of thunderclouds amidst thick darkness, a cherub his stead as he swooped down, soaring on the wings of spirit wind. Wrapped and hidden in the thick cloud darkness, his thunder tabernacle surrounded him. He hid himself in mystery darkness, and the dense rain clouds were his garments. Suddenly, come on now. Suddenly, come on now. Someone needs to hear this. Suddenly, the brilliance of his presence broke through. Suddenly, with lightning bolts and with a mighty storm from heaven, like a tempest dropping coals of fire, the Lord thundered. The great God above every God spoke with his thunder voice from the skies. What fearsome hailstones and flashes of fire were before him. He released lightning arrows and routed my foes. See how they ran and scattered in fear. Then he reached down from heaven, all the way from sky to sea. He reached down into my darkness to rescue me. He took me out of my calamity and chaos and drew me to himself, taking me from the depths of my despair. Even though I was helpless in the hands of my hateful, strong enemy, you were good to deliver me. When I was at my weakest, my enemies attacked, but the Lord held on to me. His love broke open the way, and he brought me into a beautiful place. He rescued me because his delight is in me. Look at me this morning. Just go ahead and look at me again now. God will do anything for you. God will do anything for you. I've seen his power at work time after time. I've seen a man raised from the dead when I was a little girl in my dad's church. I've seen my little puppy that you saw a picture of earlier shaking and lifeless at home when we didn't know what was wrong and we laid hands on her and she came back. I've seen a friend of mine in elementary school. We went away to a youth camp, and she had crutches, permanent crutches that she had to use just to walk since she was able to walk. I saw her instantly healed, never to wear those crutches again and go on to have a family. I saw a blind man get his sight back in the middle of a church service in our church in Canada, just in the middle of worship as some of our people were praying for him and we didn't even know what was going on, and suddenly he could see again. I've seen a broken arm healed at a youth camp, and then the cast came off and it was fully restored. I've seen my own eyes healed because I used to wear glasses and I don't need to wear them anymore. I've seen a spine curve in the Czech Republic of a young girl straighten. I've seen so many things. These are just healings. These are just healings. That's just his healing power. And then there's the power of provision. Just this week, I saw a situation where $2,000 changed to $10,000 in one day. I've seen hope restoration where people are ready to quit and then suddenly the situation's brighter, but nothing changed. I've seen him as the marriage fixer where the papers are ready to sign and then there's a sudden change of heart. I've seen him save lost ones that it seems so far gone, like they are the furthest one that would ever come to Jesus, and then suddenly they do. He's got it all. He's got it all. His power is in the starting, in the leaving, in the birthing, in the living, in the doing, in the being, and in the coming. No limp fish handshake for you. God, with his mighty right hand, will give you the strength to see his power at work in your life. Ephesians 3 says, now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond all we ask or think, according to his power that works within us. Ask abundantly today. Think exceedingly today. He will do more. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your power. Your power that doesn't weaken, your power that is limitless in my life. I thank you that you cannot do a limp fish handshake. You are not disinterested, cold, and clammy. You are not diminished in your grip on our lives. Today, I know there are needs. There are people listening and watching right now that need a miracle in their lives. There are people that need hope restored in their hearts. They need reconciliation and restoration. They need financial breakthrough. They need a miracle in their body. You are right there, right where they are. I pray for breakthrough. I pray for a miracle. Whatever it is right now, I pray that as they call out to you, that you would meet them and break through in their situation to see every need met, nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing wasted. In your name and in your power, Jesus. Amen.